sorry, of one single idea, then it would be a trip and a score of little ones. But since this function of separating the wastewater from the blood, can be fulfilled by a single kidney. So even if you remove one kidney, so the functioning of the behavior will take place in a normal way, in a regular way, unless both kidneys are removed. So mimele it cannot come within the haloches of chaseiro or of nitulo, because it's not just that in order to be a trifo, there must be an organic defect. In other words, the major makim must consist in the nitulo or in the chaseiro of a single organ. But where the nitulo or the chaseiro of a single organ is not a major makim, is not fatal. And the fatal is only by removing two organs, so mainly doesn't come within the aloches, with the ches categories of treatment. All right. Nitlo hakloyes chel hilkach im nimtziu gimul chel. So because of that, so we apply the haloche of kol yesak and otel dome. We can't apply the haloche of kol yesak and otel dome. And if he has three kidneys, the behemo, it's also chel. וכן אם נקבו יחוס אפילו אם הגיע החסורן והנקב עד הלבן שם ואם אם לא עד הלבן, that means the white part, the hilum, that this is where the pelvis is situated, so it's also שם אפילו הגיע החסורן והנקב עד הלבן, the white part where the pelvis is situated, שם ואם אם לא מים זקים שאל, אבל אם הם אחורים, או אפילו זקים וסרוכים, טריב. So that's the Gemara. In other words, we have a מחליק as the Rambam דעת הראשון in regard to the lungs, if it has putrid fluid. So the Rambam says that if the lung has putrid fluid, if the abscess in the lung has putrid fluid, not clear, transparent water. So, ill-smelling water, putrid fluid, so then it's like, with other Rishayim say that in regard to the lung, it doesn't make a difference. But it's a Gemara Mefareshes in regard to the kidney, that if it is achurim, or even if it's zakim, but it's ruchim, it's ill-smelling. So it's like, אבל אם הקרובים הוא אפילו זק ומסלול טריפו, לא קצו אפילו באחד מהם, טריפו. In other words, if it was damaged, the kidney, so it's טריפו. And the Nitzim explains it on the basis of Nitalomus. On the basis of Nitalomus. And then we explained it. So the question is, Monefshach, a damaged kidney, even one damaged kidney, is treif on the basis of Nitalomus. And if both kidneys were removed, is not treif on the basis of Nitalomus. The answer is, because in order to be a treif, so it must be, so the make must be a major make in a single organ. But even a single organ, if the chisorin of a single organ would not make it fatal, but only the chisorin of two organs, then it's not treifa. So that's only shayach when it's removed. So then the removal of one organ, of one kidney, will not make the behemah fatal. And only the tziluf of the removal of both organs. So the halacha of treifa doesn't apply to an organic defect that consists in the chisorin of two or ivorim. You see, Mashe'inkin, well, it's damaged, so then the behemoth, it might be fatal even if one kidney is damaged. So mimele, it can be considered treife on the basis of the lung. Alright. Loksafu be'achelman treife. V'izeu leku, kol shenis masnes abosom, ad shen yechis eidem b'miktose, mismasnes v'neife, v'hu sheyagia haliku, u'mayim v'achurin al aleven, shebo. In other words, when do we say that if it's damaged, if the kidney is damaged, so then it is straightforward only if the damage, the liquor, affects the white part, the hilum. I mean, that's where the pelvis is. Because the function, the primary function of the kidney is to secrete the urine and to separate the waste product from the blood. So this is primarily done in that area where the white part, the ligature part, that's where the pelvis area. All right. By ma'achulin our ligature, kulio sheiktino, now the Gemara says, suppose it became smaller, the kidney, kulio sheiktino treib, v'chamo taktin v'titori, v'imodako at kipur. In other words, if it became so small, it shrank to such an extent that it is as small as a bean, upur b'chlal treib. Yes, I'm a kamcheo, but suppose it's larger than a bean, so then it's cheo. Uvigaso, that's the name of dak, but vigaso, atkam novo benis, like a grape. Vidavke kishi iktino machmaschil, abol im ktano bitildoso cheo. Umariso muchesalel. So in other words, so when do we say, now the Gemara says that if kulio sheiktino bidako, let's say to the size of a pool, a bean, and gaso, the size of a novo, so it's treifo. Because so it's very treifo. Because that means it's also a liku. If it shrank so much. So when do we say that? If it is iktino machmaschele, but suppose the behemoth was born with tiny kidneys, so then it's kshayo. Then it's kshayo. Now, so how do we know when we examine after shrita the behemoth whether it was born that way or because of a disease? So through the marim we can determine as to whether the behemoth was born that way or through a disease it shrank. Cosa balayito, mistapre di leven bechulie lakusim. Di leven bechulie lakusim. Vichol chinumare peisopo. Vim yeruko. In other words, if let's say that the kidney, it became white, completely white, so that's also is a symptom of a damaged kidney. Shinumare is also symptomatic of a damaged kidney. And Mimele, it's straight. Mimele, it's straight. Now, we'll see in the Shochnoruch, so the Nisikeli, I mean, they always the kashi. They always the kashi. Now, since the lakuse in the kidney is only matriv, if the lakuse affects the leivenship, the hilum, where the pelvis is situated. And there it's naturally white. So the question is, so monefshach, if the rest of the kidney acquired a white appearance, so then it's not reifo, because this is the vulnerable portion of the kidney. I mean the hilum that is someone of Shech, if the other proportions of the kidney became white and shinumare, so it's not treif. So when is it treif? If the hilum part, where the pelvis is located, so that's naturally white. So it's not shinumare. So the answer is, palito means if there is a different kind of whiteness than the natural whiteness. To the natural whiteness. So then it is feasible. But there are ways to determine, in other words, if the hilum area, the hilum portion of the kidney has the natural whiteness, so then it's not type. But if it has a different kind of whiteness, so then it is type. Shinumara feasible. Vim yiruko, sheo. If it's yiruko, so it's sheo. Kosova rajbo. Yeish migdeli hameri sheheiru shein trivis bichul yoshalim afal pi sheyesh lodim leseya kvahir ezok. So there is a shittes harishenim that I mean there's a shittes harambam. So now the Rambam says in Pirgud Milcheshchide, Halacha Yud. And the Rambam has a list that's an exhaustive list. I mean, it couldn't be more exhaustive than that. So, 70 traifes. So the Gemara mentions Yitres traifes. But in Yitres traifes, so each one in the Yom Yitres is, can include a number of traifes of the Rambam. But an exhaustive list, so it's 70. So he says, "Eilu hashirim chelim sheis sheitzchnes habeimah v'zachayom shetreifo kvon izboya kol echad men mishpato v'chol sheefsha men sheimtzo beiz v'ivorim hamtzuyim leiv ulebeimah dinei bebeimah v'eiv echad chutz mitreife shebikulye." So he says that the same thing that what is true of ebeimah is true of another, except chutz mitreife shebikulye v'kidni v'shebitchul v'spleen v'shebeim isorei מפני שאיב אין לחיתוכי מסגביהנה ואם ימצא להם ידוע, because you don't have naturally enough, you don't have a certain number of lobes or in the lungs הוא תחולו איב. So the trefes of תחולו וספלין is אוגו. So in בואינו ואין את כתחול בהימוס, in other words, because by תחול בהימו it's only matriv if the nekif occurs in the thick side, instead of oven, not if it occurs in the thin side. But by off you don't have thick side, thin side. So maybe there is no treif by tchol in an off. Utreif shebichul yeh. So he says, utreif shebichul yeh vishebitchul limono yisam bibeimo. Kli shikinek bavu. Fichoch linosnu lichul yeh shikdinu shiyo bov. Vichein kol kayitzimus. So this is Yeshmi Dil Hameiri Sheheir Shein Trivis Bechul Yeshoreim Avopi. Why? Because a damaged kidney, so he's only trained for the behemoth if it reaches the Levinchebo, the healing part. But in the nave you don't have that distinction between the healing part and not the healing part. So in Mela there is no treifes of kulyanei, afal pishi yishlodim leseya, for here is okay. Now there is the Ram. Alright. Now, simen emei. Nitlo ei, shavlad muna bo ksheil. In other words, the uterus, the womb, was taken out from the behemoth, so the behemoth is ksheil. Nitlo shal fuches, now we had it in teisves, in treifes, that there is a shiris of sheini, that only if the uterus was only if the uterus was taken out, it's kshehor. But if the bladder, the urine bladder, it was removed, then it's treifo. And other kshehim achelik. So the two mentioned both shittes. We had it in teisves in treifes. Nitlo shalfuches, that's the bladder. Shemei meyor aglayim nikvim liseicho, treifo, v'rach, v'aravon machshe. We will say his kimadini of yours. Alright, now we have. Dine treves bichlois. Nitlo akois ksheiro. Lifichoch in nivreis, bichuliachas, oi bigimu chloyes, ksheiro. Vichein im nikvo hakulia. Oi nechtecho. Afilu ad mikeim chri is kshem. Now you see, it's a remarkable expression. remarkable expression. He says, "Nitla hakloi is ksheilo." And what does it mean? "Nitla hakloi ksheilo." So all the Rishayim say it means even if both kidneys are removed, so it's ksheilo. So he says, "Lifichoch in nivrei is bechuli achas or begimul kloi is ksheilo." So begimul kloi, so we understand this, why he mentioned it. But why does he say "Lifichoch in nivrei is bechuli achas"? "Lifichoch in nivrei is." In Nivreis, baby. In Nivreis, beloy cholie. Beloy cholie. So the answer is, you see, I mean, that the Mechaber had a great idea in animal physiology, I mean, anatomy, I mean, what, with what Ivorim Behime could miss, could be devoid of, and still live for some time. Because the fact is, I mean, that the maximum, I mean, that's the statistics, I looked it up, the maximum that a person was, a child was able to live, it's sometimes this anomaly, I mean, this aberration happens, that the child is born without any kidneys. Without any kidneys. So, as far as being born with one kidney, so it's one baby in every thousand, I mean, that's the statistics. One baby in every thousand babies that are born is born just with one kidney. But for a baby to be born without any kidneys, this is in one in the millions. So this also happens. So, but the maximum that such a baby was able to live, according to the statistics, medical statistics, is about 3 weeks. But usually, such babies don't live for more than 2 days. Or 3 days. So maybe the Mechaber, it doesn't mention the Fichoch in Nivreis Beloy Cholie. Because if it's born, because it's not likely for such a child to come out. Because usually, if a behemoth is born without kidneys, the behemoth wouldn't even live 8 days. And you cannot check the behemoth before the 8 day anyway. So it's not relevant. But what is a relevant example? If Nivri is Bechul Yachas, and he could live, I mean, a normal span of life. So that's why he mentions Lifichoch in Nivri is Bechul Yachas. He doesn't mention Lifichoch in Nivri is Bechul. Nivri is Bechul Yachas, and Begimu Kloy is Kshem. Vichein in Nikvo Hakulien, o Inechdecho. Afilu ad mikem chritz is kshel. So in other words, if it's nikvo hakulye ad afilu ad mikem chritz, that's the hillam. That's the hillam. So even ad mikem, even if it is nikvo, we became chritz, so it's also kshel. Lokso hakulye vihu sheyase. If the damage has affected the healing part where the pelvis is, there is a trail. So it's a trail. Now, here there is Dramos, it's a great social. Dramos says, Makas Cherev, Dinei Kiloxo Hakul. Dramos says, that's a great social. Now let's see. The Bach also discussed it. Thank you. So the Bach, the Simon Mandale, mentions this Agoisoshre. And he says, how does Agoisoshre say, that if Makas Cheref didn't look so akoyin, but Makas Cheref is Nechtach, and Nechtach, so it's mentioned that it's Sheol. So why is Makas Cheref? What difference does it make what you use in being Chaytech? So he says that when Makas Cheref means that if Nivkas Lishnai, if it was cut into two. This is what how the Bach explains Agoisosh. So then it's like a Loksaku, not like Nechtach. Now the Shach says, Pirish HaBach Tehani Davke Shenivke O Vishnai V'lo Nire, כמו שכוספתי בספרי ובספרי וכן מבוא הרהתי בדימי מרשל דימקס חרב היינה אפילו לא נבקה או Vishnai. Not as the Bach says that when the Agoi Soshra says that Makas Cheref in the kidney is Davke if Nivke Vishnai וכן משהו דברי סבהתה שלא יסי בספקות מחס מי הוא בדברי מרשל דימבוא הר דימקס חרב היינה נחתך ואם כן עתור המחבר ושור פוסקים דיקוסו בסיב אלף דינכתך כושר לא יסביר לו אוכל או אוכל הוא יסב אתר אחר שכוסה. So in other words, so he said, so at first he says, now if we say that נפקו לשניים, so it's like נכתך, so then we have to say that every נכתך is מטר דמיים. Every case of נכתך is מטר דמיים. But the mechaber, so then it will follow according to the mechaber. He says that nechtach is not matril or nechtecho. Afilu ad mokim chritzik sheiro. So he will reject this shita of Agoi Soshre. But then he says, ochin yisavet erachas shekosav makas cheref nivkon shnayim treivro. Kosav avol im rak nechtar behem velo nechlekol shnayim. Vafilu im igi achitoch mokim achritz chritz. That's the mokim aleve. The white part, the heel, where the pelvis is located. Kshel, at kal nishene, al mi dinechtach la vayne makas cheref, vizet ha-asara v'agoyis. So the question is, so now the Ramo is not masik, am de mechabas din u nechtach od et kshelo, and still he says, makas cheref, vidim os mechulie. So the question is, what's the difference between nechtach and makas cheref? Whether it's a sword, he uses a sword, or he uses a knife, what difference does it make? So he says, V'nire di makas cherev haine bikeach, ki derech shemakim bicherev, v'haine lo kso akuli, avo nechtach, v'nachas koshe, kein v'kein nire l'hashvi divar post. So the Shach says, that what does it mean, makas cherev, if it was cut with force? So when does the Mechaber say, and Ramo agrees with it, that nechtach sheiro, if it was cut, binachas. But if it was cut, bikeach, so then it's like lokso. Then it's like lokso. Now let's see the Taz in Sifei. Makas cherev, v'chiv et emuahu, d'hai menechtach, u'bal din zeh u'agoye sosh, v'yuh cholak binechtach, gamke, u'svir lei vitreifu, d'davke binikav koshe. So in other words, so the Agoi Soshre himself, he shita is that Nechtach is also treif. And the only Nikaf is kosher. But Nechtach is treif. But we don't pass like the Agoi Soshre. So why does the Ramo mention this thing? He says, because of Rashalolov, V'lo nire, Dimnayon lechalei b'nikaf v'nechtach. The Agoi Soshre shita. Divadei kol eichad l'kosher b'nikaf, kosher b'nechtach. Kidas ha-rosh. ומכל מוקים, אם נחתך או לשניים, ואם נפגיעו, פוסק רביות יטריף. ואם כי, הויר לרמו, להובי, יהי שמרים שאם נחתך או טריף. וצורך לימה, דרמו מפורש, היי מכס חרב, היי נפגעס לשניים דווקא, וחידס רביו, שמי בבגו יסוש. In other words, so the Taz agrees with the Bach's pshat. You see, the Shach is chelik. So there is the shita of the Agoi Soshre that any nechtecho, is treifo. Only nikva akuli, but nechtecho is considered like loksa akuli if it's nechtecho. But But we don't pass like this sheet of the Agoy Soshre. But we do pass like the other Agoy Soshre, which is accepted by the Raviols. In other words, that Makas Cherev is different. Nech Dechostam is not Reifo, but Makas Cherev is Reifo. So why is Makas Reifo? So there is a machleki between the Bach and the Taz on one end and the Shach on the other end. The Bach and the Taz explain the distinction between Makas Cherev and any other Nech Decho on the basis of fact Makas Cherev is Nech Decho Vishnayim. And when do we say that Nech Decho is not Reifo, then if it's not Nech Decho Vishnayim? And that is very strange. What difference does it make whether it's cut into two pieces or into three pieces? That's the kasha of Noah HaShulchan. But the Shach explains it on the basis of Bikir. So in other words, when do we say that Nech Decho is Kshero? That is, if it is Shaloi Bikir. But if it is Bikir, so then it's Trey. Now, so the Kudus HaKesev, so he makes the Aore, Zeine, in other words, because he rejects the Bach, so he really rejects the Taz, Pshat also. We Zeine, Moshe Kosafti, Bishach, Simon Kofukus, Sif Kofuza, right? V'chein, im nimtzei b'chul yalech, avol p'shei besrocho. So if there is pus, in the chulie, so then it is treifo. Now the Gemara distinguishes. The Gemara explicitly says that there is a difference between a chulie and the reye. A reye does not become treifo with pus, and the chulie becomes treifo with pus. So that means even with, the halacha is, if it has pus, even if the pus is not ill-smelling, it's not srucho, so it's also treifo. V'chein nimtzei b'chul yalecha, av l'pi she'ein esrucho. Or y'shein nimtzei bo mayim akurim o yisruchim ari yadreim. There is a difference between pus and water. If, let's say, it has pus, so even if it's not ill-smelling, but if it has water, so then only if it is ill-smelling. Or she said, "My aruchim mischu, achurim mischu, mari treifo." Vehu sheyagiu ad aleven, the white part, the ilum, where the pelvis is. Avol nimtzu b'mayim zakim kshero, afilu yigi aleven shemo. Even if the water is contained in the ilum, in the pelvis area, aleven shemo. Vafilu nimtzu hamayim zakim b'shalchu v'sktano b'chul yekosher. Furthermore, even if the clear and not ill-smelling water, so is contained in a small sack in the kidney, it's also kosher. V'nimtzo bo dam dina kamayim. V'nimtzo ismei omayim shemariyim ra, avol oyoyo ovim v'achurim, elo mariyim kakumi ki mari advash. If it is like honey, kshel, v'yeish l'sheis. In other words, the question is, suppose it has a fluid that looks bad, but it's not putrid, but it looks bad. It's not ill-smelling, but the marrow of it is bad. So the question is, does it have a din like mayim achurim, just because the mare of it is bad, or as long as it's not ill smelling, so it has a din like mayim zaki. So there are two shittes in it. And v'ochenoyik, that it's also. Now, so the halacha is, if it has pus, even if the pus is clear and not ill smelling, it's treifo. But if it has not pus, water, then it depends. If it's ill smelling, putrid, so it's treifo. If it's clean and not ill smelling, so it is kshel. Im lehoyo halakus el, why I mean? Because this treifo is based upon the fact that it's a very major market. aminei damage kidney. So in other words, if it's my machuri, then it's indicative of a very bad infection. But if it's my tzlui, so it's not indicative of a very bad infection. All right. Nimtze im lohoyu alaku tzelo b'leiven, aval pishe kol shor akulie b'riyo yistreiv. In other words, the vulnerable portion is the healing portion. So if let's say you have pus in the rest of the kidney, but in the healing portion you don't have any pus, it's shame. Suppose in the healing portion you have pus, but in the rest of the kidney there is no pus, it is shame. Because this is the vulnerable portion. Nimtze b'chulya avonim shame. Stones in the kidney, I mean that's a common thing. So if the behemoth has stones in the kidney, so it's shame. Kulio sheiktino treiv v'chamo tiktan v'titra v'behemo dako ad kipur up to a bin u'pur b'chlal treiv u'vigaso. In other words, if it shrank, but it shrank to a size more than a bin, the size of a bin, it's not treiv. But if it shrank to the size of a bin, so it is treiv. ובגסו עד כנובה בימץ ויאנובה בכלל טריב ודווקא שהקטינו מחמס חיל אבל אם הוא יסוק תנו בתלעד איתו כשהיר but suppose the baby was born with tiny kidney so then it's כשהיר ואיך ידיד יהב מחמס חיל אוי לא אי חזינו שעקרום שלו שלו how do we know whether the behemoth, the tiny kidney, is a result of shrinkage, or it's a result of being born that way. He has inon shakhum shalokimates that it contracted the membrane. But you do a shemachmascheli, we made the kidneys because if you see foldings on the membrane, so why are there foldings on the membrane? Because it was originally, naturally, a larger kidney. And then it shrank, so the melee you got foldings on the membrane. We mainly COVID didn't contract the membrane. So in other words, if you see that the membrane of the kidney fits the kidney, so muche mitze shemitchilas b'yoso yiso kachokshim. Now yeish mi shekosav, that's the sheet of the rhyme. The Chayim says, "Yesh mishikosa shechshov u'nitvak lois ksheiro hayne kishenitlo biyad." Only when it was removed by hand, let's say if a doctor took out the cloyes, removed the cloyes, so then it is ksheiro oy kishenivu iskach. Or if it was born without kidneys, avol initlo or it was born without kidneys or with one kidney. Aval nitlo al b'chayli. But suppose that the behemoth was born with the kidneys, and then it was affected in a certain disease, and because of that disease, the kidney deteriorated completely to such an extent that it was completely gone. It disappeared. It melted away. Suppose the kidney melted away. The kidney melted away. When the atomic bomb was dropped by the United States upon Nagasaki in Japan, there at that time, so I remember that it was mentioned in newspapers that many Japanese became affected with all kinds of serious diseases, not besides those who perished, you know, on the spot. So, became affected with serious diseases, and then some of those who did not die, so their kidneys melted away because of the radiation. So, the kidneys melted away completely, gradually. I mean, it didn't exist. I mean, So, I mean, that is mentioned. I mean, that this is possible. I mean, that on account of a certain disease, so the kidney should melt away completely and nothing should be left. Not even a mashu. So he says, Aval im nitlal v'cheli, kivim she'iktino, lipochis m'chishio v'onesu. Now, if the kidney disappears, it melts away gradually. So first, it becomes smaller. And then, it becomes so small that it disappears completely. So the Rebbe says, so if the kidney was removed with one stroke, so then it's kshayo in the kidney. But suppose the kidney was removed gradually because of a certain disease, so at one stage it still existed. It didn't melt away completely, but it was like very tiny, like the size of a bean or a grape. So and after that, even that disappeared. So mainly the moment it reached this tiny size, so it became grateful. So mainly then when it disappears completely, it cannot be cheo again. So he says, that's the right chicken. When it finished melting completely, this ravaging, uf ize, so lichliv deik, imakish alehem, molichelev, nikar shezet chilas b'yoso, ukshelo, v'nimtzo shom cholo, umokim reik, nikar shoyol ukloyes, elo shenimuchu utreif. In other words, how can we determine as to whether it was born like that, or it was born without a kidney, or that it was born with both kidneys, but one kidney because of a disease melted away. So if we see, because the kidney has anet chilev, I mean chilev amchases akloyes. So if we find in the kishalehem, we find mole chilev. So nikash is at chilas b'yosa ukshelo. But if we find the hollow empty space, so that's a raya that it had cloys and it melted away, so everything melted away. Yes. What? No, so supposing, no, I mean, this is an unusual phenomenon that we perform an operation. So in other words, supposing, no, that there was no human intervention, I mean, cutting out. So, but the question is, let's say that behemoth was born, Bershusei, of the person who was sheikhed it. So Mimele, he knows that no operation took place. But the question is, did this kidney disappear as a result of a disease, and it was a gradual process, or maybe the behemoth was born that way with one kidney and one kidney missing. Im hoyu gibu kul yeis o yeiseya v'yiktivu ha-yeseyeis v'nisharu shtayim kilchoson v'nisharu shtayim kilchoson shalo yiktinu is ksheyo. In other words, if originally, because we have a halacha of kol yesak and otadon. Now, so the same shiur that applies to nitla hakloyis applies also to yiseres. So mele, if originally the behemoth had three kidneys, and then the third additional kidney became smaller, shrank, it became smaller. And then Stein remained, or even if all the three kidneys shrank, but the two natural kidneys shrank to a size that is larger than, let's say, than another, and the additional kidney shrank to a size less than another, So Mimele, we say that additional kidney, we consider additional kidney as if it's non-existent. Because if it is less than a hanovo in a gaso or pool in a dako, so Mimele it's considered kidmandelese. So Mimele we can apply the aloche of kol yesek notoko. Yeish michikyosa. Dileben bikulye lakuzi. Vichol chinomare peisel. Basil. Alright. Now. Kulye she'edimo kulo in miktoso k'sheil. Ein treves b'chulyo sholem. That is, because the Rashba says, for here is often, even though there is someone who says that the treves of kulye do apply to enough, but for here is often, so the mechaber also passes like that. It's not reishish, and the Ramo doesn't say anything. Even though there is such a shite, so the Ramo is not rich for anything. Just want to go over the Taz and the Shach and Sivo. Now, this aloche, Yesh Mishikosav Shachom, Ulitwa Akloyis Ksheiro, Haimi Kishnitlo Biyah, because the Raibu, that's the Raibu Chidi. But the other Rishenim Achilik and the Raibu. And the other Rishenim say that Nitlo Akloyis Ksheiro applies not only to the case of Nitlo Biyah or Nivriskach. But even if, let's say, one kidney disappeared completely, melted away completely. So even though at one stage, before it melted away completely, so there was a minimum kidney, and at that time, that minimum kidney was just canovo. So at that point it was straightforward. So, but if later on it melts away completely, disappears completely, it becomes kshel. There is such a kshel. I mean, many rishonim, the Raivet is the one who says that if it is nitla al dechayli, kipu sheikhtinu lipochet kishio for nesro, veich tarze lachshel. But the rishonim lachet. Now let's see. Veich tarze lachshel. Ze da'as hakol. Virat v'ashalchel. V'ashalchel. Al zeh v'kosa, d'ar emotzinu kein, b'rei amin is rai v'chita, the Kolbei agrees with rai v'chita. So the Kolbei explains it that the rai v'chita that way. So he says, v'mashal chelik, al zeh, v'kosa, d'ar emotzinu kein, b'rei eshenikvo, u'mahan alei kisovio b'pisre, av'opi, dikeide masvich, et rei v'oiso. So in other words, so the mashal says, what kind of a rai? The Kolbei is a rai v'chita. He says, we have to say like the Raivet. Because if we're not going to say like the Raivet, so then we'll be faced with a very strange paradox. That this behemoth, at an early stage, while a minimum kidney still existed, so then it was straightened at the stage when it was just like the size of our nose. So it was strange. Then, a month later, it disappeared completely. You don't even have the size of a novo. So it becomes shale again. So that's an impossibility. So the Mashal says, why is that impossible? We have such a banana. We have such a banana. So even the Mashal had agreed with the shite of the Ramban that were, let's say, the Tzumesagi. The Tzumes Agili had been removed, so it was a trade. And then you chop off the whole leg beneath the knee, so it becomes shear again. But the Marshal doesn't agree with the Ramban Shite, because most Rishonim Achilik on the Ramban. So Mele, he couldn't mention that as a Raya, that this is not impossible. So he mentioned something else. If the Une is Nikvo, and then the defense is Maso, so then it's Kshayo. Why? Because the Stimas HaDeifen is a protection, but only when it's over B'Psa. When the Une of the Reye becomes so firmly attached to the Deifen, that it's mamish intertwined, it's over B'Psa. But it takes some time until it becomes over B'Psa. So until he became Sogar Bipsoro, so the Behemoth was considered a strafer. Then when it became intertwined with the Deifen, so then it's Sheo. So we see that there is such a phenomenon. I mean, that at first, at one stage, is strafer, but then when there is a protection supplied, so then it becomes Sheo. So here too, he, as long as there is a kidney, and the kidney is so small, so then it's considered as a major market. But once the kidney disappears completely, so then there is no fatal market. So then it becomes shale. Mashal chilik al zeh, because the Rambam came to reish and equal. Umam leksov v'bisa, but the kidney was svich et rei voiso. V'davke v'diodo v'amrinum gabitzum es agidim. Sheyichiz alech sheyirei. So in other words, he doesn't agree with the Ramban Shite. So why doesn't he agree with the Ramban Shite? Because there is with the other. Masha'imkin by itself, a certain cure was supplied to the market, then it can become cheo. Without the other, I'm going to get some of the cheo. I'll go to the other. That's really the chelik cheo. So the mashal is chelik and the right cheo. Ulan is daiti, kidivra kobe. In other words, like the right cheo. The vadai, you see, why does the Mashal Masik and the Kolbei? Because the Raimed mentions the din. But the Kolbei gives the explanation for that. That's why the Mashal is Masik and the Kolbei. Ulani is Daitik Divre HaKolbei. Divada Hechani Motzino Behedye Haimil Zedi Trefe Yochel Harzel Echsheri Motzino. Avul Kan Mi Yeim Alon Vyateri Mozeh Dari Omru Nitlo HaKloiz Ksheiro Vyefsheh שלא נסחבנו בזה רק אם ניפלו בתלודת ומנולון לימה שאפילו על נחילי יקה כאילו שפעמך עשו יסטריב ויהיד לדום הכלל לראי השני כבר מסובך מסורת לדום הבורו כל שהוד הבורי למטפינו ולהוי לנו ודוי שגורי שנעשה בו נקב תהיה סובר בבוסר הכאילו ימטריבים אלא שכיבי שהייתם בבירו, עשכינו בניקלו, אבל כאן, כל שהקטינו מחמסכני, שנירקבו, קצה זקיל יולומן לטרי, הליסייר פול ירקב כולו, ומילא הדרבורי, ואין לאימא השם או יובר לרפואו, של יותר סיף לירקבי, אם כן מכל שמי, לא מונטריף כיבי שאיר לרפואו אל מהכוסר, ועד הייתה זה כל ראשינו, אלא פשוט, שעל כור החוסרו בהקטינו, שסייפו לייס, מסנבנו וילחס, ותראו כפקולו, מי שמוח את ראיפו, ודו בזה ועד הם מסתבר, סבור הנחינו, וכך הוא נפסיק דיבר הכל. So he mentions two distinctions between the case of ראי שניקבו, ומהנלי קצובר בבשורו, and the case of ניטל הקלויו, ניטל הקלויו. So the Kolbe says that we have to say like the Raivet, that since at one stage it was straight for some mele, it cannot become kshir again. So at first he says, and it's just, at first he says, that there is a distinction between Nikva Areye, and then it became Sogar Bipsoro, because Sogar Bipsoro, why is Nikva Areye Treivo? Because this is a major market. But the moment it becomes Sosom Bipsoro on the day event, some melee cure is affected for the Maki. So it is considered as if the Neke became filled up. What difference does it make whether the Neke became filled up or there is a Deifen that blocks it? So Mimele, that Maki doesn't exist anymore. That Maki does not exist anymore. Mashein came in the case where the Beheime was affected with a certain kidney disease. And because of that disease, a decay set in the kidney. And it started to shrink and shrink and shrink and become smaller and smaller. And then it decayed so much and it disappeared completely. So here we cannot say that when it melted away completely, so a cure was affected. So Mimele, so true, if let's say the kidney would be removed with one stroke, so then it's not a major market. Mashenken here, it was affected with a certain disease. It was affected a certain disease. And this disease is a major market. It's a major market. It's even fatal. So, and because of that disease, it became smaller than the pool Theranova. So true, later on, it disappeared completely. So it's not that disappearance completely, the total disappearance is a cure. On the contrary, the total disappearance is indicative of total deterioration. So Mimele, there was no cure affected for that Maki. So Mimele, it cannot be cure again. Right? And then he says something else. And then he says, and this is what I mentioned when I discussed the Machlekes, the Ramban, the Rashba. So I said that over there, in other words, the Disrei, so he says, Veidu idome klal reishin yikvav yisom v'isrei. Idome boru, kol shehod abori li matrifino, vilo yilonu vadoish, shekol reye shenase bo nekev, ti yisobu v'bosar ahakein, lo yu matrifin, elo shekivu sheitze mibilo rasrima v'nikvav. So that is over there, if, let's say, there was a nekev occurred, if a nekev occurred, and then, let's say, nekev occurred, let's say, in Nisna, and then in Nia, it became Nistam by the David. So then, it's Igloyen Nilsel and Mafreya, that this nekev was not a nekev that was destined to be named as the Behemoth, because there by itself, this nekev builds up a cure by the addition that nature, took its own course and built up a cure for that nekev. So if we don't see, let's say, if after shechting in the behemoth, so we don't see any addition between the nekev and the teifel, then it's trefel. But if after shechting the behemoth we see an addition between the nekev and the deifen, so there we say goyim milsel mafreya, that behemoth never became a treifel. So it's not that it was a treifel until the addition developed. If an addition ultimately developed, so then we say that this nekev was destined to build up its own cure. So mainly it wasn't a matri. All right. Now, the shaft in Siftes Vav. Oy kishenivre iska. Keinu b'chol be'im mashal shom hisko. Kizel nishenu. Vilo inire. Dobi maslisen. Dobi maslisen. Kotone nital kshero. וכל ניטל משמע על דמי אודם או על דחילי הוא, אלא מה דמיירה שניטל על דחילי על יודם, ומה שמטעם הוא יכתר את זה לקשור, זה אמין איזה משל זרושה. So in other words, there was a cure. Ve'eid or kaimulam b'sim lametes the gabirei elim hanestime v'deisvens is mosa shane the avestime the mikore k'mu shikosef rashi v'aposkim. So in other words, so it's the same two terutzim in the tassis. He expresses it in different vocabulary, but it's the same two terutzim. What are the two terutzim by the Taz? One is that in the case of Reish and Ikvovis, then it became some of Ipsoro. So what was Matri? The neck, the Maki of the Neke. But the cure was affected. Some Mele, even though it became Treifor, because of that Maki, but that Maki is gone. A cure, it was healed, that Maki. Suppose a Krum Sholom Machmas Mako would be considered as a Krum. Then every Neke, if scar tissue develops over it, would be Kshelo again, but we say it's destined to open up. So in other words, there is no real healing. Mashenkin here, there is a real healing. So Memele, it becomes Kshelo again. And then what is the second tenets of the Taz? Second tenets of the Taz is that if ultimately an adhesion developed between the Une and the Deifen, so it's a glory of the Mafreya, that the behemoth never became trained. So according to the first tenets, we say it did become trained. But then it becomes Kshelo again, on account of the fact that the cure is effective. Mashenkin, according to the second, so it's not that it became Treifo and then it becomes Kshelo. These are the two terutzim in the Shach as well. So first he says, we don't call it a yedin, can we solve the psalm? Don't so make a tifuse, we should make a chronista maneker. Mashenkin, okay, here no cure was effected for the disease of the kidney. On the contrary, it disappeared completely as a result of the total deterioration of and the total melting away of the kidney. Then the second teretz is also like the second teretz of the Taz. They the kaimel sim la metes la mevov the gabriel im hanestim and the dinus moshe shane the avestim and the mikore. It's considered as if it had always been so. The shach is even more explicit than the Taz. He says the avestim and the mikore. In other words, if ultimately there is a stime, so it's considered as if it always had been plucked. In other words, so it's going with some afreya and it never became trained. Because Rashi and Poskim, because after we see Lamed Vov, Sifkot Nuvov, Mashikin Oche, Vichein Kosvu Pache. All right, now. Simon May didn't need Lashai, in other words, the uterus. Behaboi, she need our aim, Shabbat, Munabok Shale, the coach can nick the kneecap the caution. The yeish, Machmirin, Lesay of the kneecap for you. So there is a shite that if the uterus is removed completely, then it's not a make, it's not a major make, and the behemo can live without the uterus. So then it's Sheol. But if it's punctured, so then it can affect the other Ivor. Then it can affect the other Ivor. So maybe it is straight. V'yesh machmiri le'eser b'nika for nimuk. V'yesh lahachmir, in other words, if it melted away. V'yesh lahachmir, in loyd b'mokim hefzit nuhum. Nidlo shal chufis, the bladder, Shemir Aglaim Nikvin Liseich Hoksheo. So there's the Mavieshe, the Machleket between the Rach and the Ravon, and Tetris in the Pirkel Treifes mentions that Shit. Vihochen Oik, that if the bladder was removed, so then the Behemo is Treifo. Lehatrif Afilu Benika. Afilu Benika. I mean, the Loshin. The Loshin. Afilu b'nikaf, so that means that 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 nikav is more likely to be kosher tanita. Is more likely to be kosher tanita. Now, before he said, now that nikav is more likely to be, because that is in line with the das atzme in the previous akoyim. Because there he said that first he said, the Ramo said, v'kolch knika v'kosher. So he says, so the first lotion, das atzme. So in other words, so the first lotion say assumed that nikav is more likely to be kosher than nikav. In other words, nital ho'im is more likely to be treid than nikav. So if nital ho'im, the Mishnah says that it's kosher, so certainly nikav. So this akoye, is in line with the Das Atzmei, but it's not in line with the Yesh Machmirin, because the Yesh Machmirin says that even though Nitaloim, if the uterus was removed, so it's certainly kosher, but if Nikav, so then it is straight. Alright. So that's the way the Rambam passes, that if the bladder was removed, so then it is treifah, and nikav, the bladder, it's also treifah. All right, now going to Simon now. Now we cover this morning up to Simenun. Up to Simenun, we covered all the simonim up to Simenun, we covered. And we also covered Simen Nun Hei and Simen Nun Vov. So in other words, so Simen, we are up to Simen Nun Aleph. All right. Kei Tzoy Machat. The two. Simen Nun Aleph. Kei Tzoy Machat. She Nikav L'Chalal HaBeimo. Keitzei macha, shenikav v'chalal ha-beimo, o yoi, chayshinon, shemo nikav v'yechod mehamkeinis, shenikuboso mimashu. In other words, macha v'chalal ha-guf is trayim. Even though we don't see any nekev in any of the internal organs that become trayim for as a result of nikuv. So it is straight. Why? Because since we find the machat mechalagu, so it's very, very likely that this machat punctured one of the internal organs. So memele, if we find a keitzei machat shenikav mechalal ha-beimo'ev, suppose we find, let's say, a keitz or a machat that is sticking out from the keres, but it doesn't penetrate into the halala keres, or it's sticking in the intestines. It's sticking in the intestines, or in the nape, it's sticking in the gizzard, in the kukov, but it doesn't penetrate into the halal of the intestines. So it's still treifa, not because it's sticking in the intestines, because if it's not nikaf v'sichlole, it's not matrim. But since we find that it's sticking, let's say, in one of the ivorim, and it's protruding in the halal ha-beimo, so we have to bechayshesh, maybe it was naked, one of the internal organs, through and through. So maybe we can tell you. Keitze machat she nikav v'chalal ha-beimo, oev, chayshino, shemo nikav v'yachon mamkemi, she nikav v'osom imasho. Maybe before he took that position, so it was naked, let's say the keres, it was naked, let's say the visa cases, and then it came out, and it became sticking and protruding the chalal ha-beimo. Avolim lo nikav v'cholo, afil kuli tomu miposo, Kigain biyerech shuovo vitzado ovo shalamachat. Suppose it doesn't protrude into the halal abeimo, into the cavities of the behemoth, the halal abeimo. But suppose that the whole keitz or machat is sticking in the yerech, in the thigh of the behemoth. In the yerech, shuov, vitzadovo shel machat kelapipni. And if the thick edge of the needle is towards the halal vein, so it's kshel. What is the aloche if we find a macha sticking in the covet, in the liver, and the thick edge is towards the halal vein? Then it is trefo, because we say it could not have taken the root derech simpeiris. So how did it become a sticking? In other words, if that is, let's say, if this is the covet, let's say, if this is the covet, and this is the needle, and this is the needle, and this is the thick edge, and the thick edge is towards the halal behemo, and it's sticking in the covet, and the thick edge is towards the halal behemo. So then we say it's trefo. It's trefo. Because how could it be sticking this way? So there is only one explanation. In other words, that it dropped through the veshet into the stomach, into the daki, and then it came out with the thin edge puncturing the daki. Then once it came out, so with the thin edge, it stuck into the covet. Mimele, the thick edge remains sticking like that. So we say it's trefo. But if the same thing would happen to the yerech, to the thigh, if the needle would be found sticking that way, so suppose the same situation you would find, the same kind of needle in the same position would be sticking in the covet with the thick edge toward the halal abeim. So then you would say it's trefo, because it couldn't puncture with the thick edge. It could only puncture with the thin edge. So really that means that it passed through the whole canal, abdominal canal, and then it punctured the membranes of the intestines, and it came into the halal guf. Once in halal guf, then with the thin point of the needle, it stuck into the covet. So it's straight, because it stuck into the covet, that wouldn't be matriv, but in order to be able to stick into the covet, it must have punctured the daki. So maybe it's straight. But if we found the needle in the same position in the yerech, not in the halal habeimo, then it's clear. So we are not vada in adakim bo b'nichas liyerech derechudei shilbo nachus on yochel v'inkev v'zalove. We don't say that. Why don't we say that? How is it that we apply this kind of reasoning ligabe a needle that is sticking in the covet, and we don't apply the same kind of reasoning ligabe a needle that is sticking in the yerech? Shekol v'yerech, shekol v'yerech, shlo yochel v'inkev v'zalove shekol v'yerech atzom l'chol. Elo, onu teili leima, shekbo min achutz, לפי שדרך הבהימו וישחחר בקסום, נוקו בצד האובן, ודוחק ונכנס קולו בירך. In other words, because if we find it sticking in the ירך, so then we say that this needle, the behemo, while it was rubbing against the castle, against the wall, and there was a needle. So with the thick edge of the needle, apparently, in the wall, let's say maybe in the cracks in the wall, there was lying like this, and then the behemoth rubbed against the wall, and there was a needle in that position. lying there in the cracks of the wall. So the mele is dropped against the wall, so it pushed with the thick edge. With pressure, you can push in the thick edge of the needle also into the yarech, and that's how it came in. V'shederech habeim u'mizrach ha'becholim nekev b'tzad ha'ove v'dochak v'nichnas kolu v'yarech. So in other words, so by itself, the thick edge couldn't push in. But with a lot of pressure, it could be pushed in. So here, there could have been a lot of pressure as the behemoth was rubbing against the wall. All right. Kosov alochadeles. The nikivas kskeitzu machat. Yeshli hetanao. This is a gemara. Dafnun gimel. Now this is a Gemara. We learned that Gemara. Dafnim Gimel Amud Beis. Dafnim Gimel Amud Beis. So Rav Nachman Omer, the sixth line from the Lodom. Rav Nachman Omer, Bikei Tzachid Nokev Vechol, Vitruso Mishiyatim Boso Keneged Nemai. So Rashi says, Bikei Tzachid Nokev Vechol. If we find a needle sticking, protruding to the cholala beimo, so then it's like, why? Because we are cheshish. We are cheshish. Maybe it was minakim before one of the internal organs. Avol igia lecholol yesh lochesh shemunikva adakim. Oh, but the question is, so let us inspect the dakim, the intestines. So Rashi says, "Uvibdika liyefsha mipnei sheinekev dak nikamay." So in other words, even if you make a thorough inspection of all the internal organs, after all, we have a limited number of internal organs that are matri b'nikuvo. What is it? The keres, the besakises, the hemses, the kevo, the lei. I mean, so we have a limited number. We have a limited number of organs which, if they are perforated, so then they become treif. So let us look over. Why should we say it's treif? So Rashi says no, because since the neck, the machat was found protruding in the halal abeimo, we are cheshish. Maybe before the shchitas abeimo, a day or two before the shchitas abeimo, as the machat was there, it punctured the intestines. Now you inspect the intestines. That's no raya. Maybe it made a very tiny, small nekev. And now, once the needle came out, you can't even see that nekev. So it's impossible to make it again. That's the shita of Rashi. But the Arishani were achilik of Rashi. And they say, oh, because of that, the nikivas keitzu machat yeshli heter al dintiki. So the alochetilis is achilik of Rashi. She gave the kolam kemes, all those organs that are matriv when they are nikum. So we should look them over. And if we don't see nekev, we don't, according to Abhag, we don't have to be cheshish. Maybe there was a nekev. And then it's impossible to detect it. V'menei meitzi nekev kshemo, avu rabbi nishleim et pireish, she'i leheta v'tiki, v'vishan kemes rabbi, v'ya nekev dak, ויאפשר לעמד על דבדיקי, ודווקא קיץ ומחת, שידק, אבל ניקה ביקונה וחייץ, ויש לבדיקי. So in other words, Rashi Shita is that it's impossible to detect a nekev made by machat. מה שאם כן, if we found a piece of stick, something that is very thick, something that's very fake, so then it's possible to be Bidik. Because this, if it's Ikone made an Eke, so then it didn't make a microscopic Neke, but it made a invisible Neke. And if it's a visible Neke, so an inspection would determine it. Alright. Kosa Varajbo. So in other words, we have a machlekes between Rashi and the Bahag as to whether if we find a machat sticking in the halal habeimo, so it's lame. So that's a gemara that is lame. What Rashi says that the decay thorb decay wood does not avail us. And the Bahag says, when the gemara says straif, it means if he doesn't want to resort to that tirche of being beidik, you know, attentively, every internal law, because that requires a lot of tirche. But if he's willing to resort to that tirche of inspecting every internal organ that becomes straif through nekev, then, and if he does that, then it is kshen. Kosa Varaj. Nikava keitzel von einu, v'nishrata behemo, v'nimtzua keitz tochuf von einu, mit eipen abehemo, l'echo di vorim, nirima dvorim, shaloi nikav imo kim echo achir. L'vichoch, impog abelei v'chaye itzibay, v'loi nikav, v'nis chalom eitz kshayro. Now what's the Lashon HaRash? Nikava keitzel von einu, v'nishrata behemo, v'nimtzo ha-keitz tochu lifonim. So, one prerequisite is that the keitz should be menakefit lifonim. In other words, that we should see how a thorn stuck into the organism of the babe. That's one prerequisite. And then, so we witnessed this fact. We observed that the keitz, a thorn, stuck into the organism of the babe. Then, after the Shrite, we found a thorn sticking in the Defna Behemo, on one end in the Defna Behemo, and on the other end in one of the organs of the name. In other words, let's say, we saw that a thorn stuck into the chest of the Behemo. The chest of the Behemo. Then, after we are shaved, next day we are shaved the Behemo, and we found the thorn on one hand sticking in the membrane of the heart, and the other end of the thorn was sticking in the chest wall, in the Dave. So then it's Ksheo. Because if we say that if we find a machat protruding in the whole abeimo, that is like, why? Even though we don't see any, let's say, suppose we find a machat that is impacted in the heart. In the heart, in the membrane of the heart. But, and even though it's not perforated, it impacted in the membrane of the heart, but it protrudes in the halala beimo, so we say it's trained for maybe before it became impacted in the membrane of the heart, maybe it punctured one of the internal organs. And we didn't see it. But in this case, where we saw, while the behemoth was alive, that a thorn stuck into the behemoth, in the chest of the behemoth. And then after Shrite, we saw one end of the thorn is impacted in the membrane of the heart, not in the heart, not penetrating into the halala lane, just the membrane of the heart, and the other end of the thorn is sticking in the David. So then we see that it didn't puncture any internal organ. But from the Lashon of the Rashbo, it's mashma. From the Lashon of the Rashbo, it's mashma that only if the nikav akeitz lifoneinu v'nishchat abeimo. In other words, if we saw that a thorn stuck into the behemoth's organs. But suppose we didn't see a thorn sticking into the behemoth organism. We just wash it the behemoth. Then after the shchite, we examined, we opened up the behemoth, so we saw a thorn, one end of the thorn sticking in the membrane of the heart, and the other end of the thorn sticking in the daven. Then it's not chet. Only if we saw. Now, the Mordechai says, now, look into the Bach. I mean, the Bais Yosef also mentioned the Mordechai in the Dakimeshe, but look what the Bach says. Kotz of Arash, Nika Vakets Lefonein, Perush Imikshero, Elvdike Tavati, Chodesh Nika Vakets Lefonein, Idoch, the Nimtzola Hashlite Shakets, Tokua, Mikzose Adaili Deve, the Nirin Advorim Sholinika Mokmache, Avulim Lunika Vakets Lefonein. אבל פי דינים צולח השני שהקיץ תוקוע מקצוע סלידי פן חיישינון שמו דרך וישת נכנס ונוקע וחוזר ונכנס קוצה יחד ולאי וקוצה השני בידי פן. So it's mashma from the Rashbis Loshen that when are we machshel reimo if there are two prerequisites. Number one, we saw that the thorn stuck into the organism of reimo. And then lach ha-shchite we see one end of the thorn is sticking, is impacted in the membrane of the heart, and the other end of the thorn is impacted in the daven. So then we cannot be chayshish for any nekev of the internal organs. But suppose we didn't see a thorn sticking in the lifetime of the behemoth. We didn't witness that a thorn stuck into the organs of the behemoth. We just were shaking the behemoth. We didn't know, and then we found a thorn, one end of the thorn sticking in the membrane of the heart, and the other end of the thorn sticking in the daven. Then it's trefel, because then we are chayshish. True, this sticking in itself did not matter in the behemoth. But before this thorn became situated that way, it might have punctured one of the internal organs, and after it punctured one of the internal organs, it stuck, that thorn stuck that way and took that position. So it's very fair, according to Rashi. Avol nika bakitz lufanein, avol pid nimtza hashri shakitz tokuva miktos lideifel, chayshino derech vein shetichnas, vinokav, vichoza vinichnas, kotze yachod bolehev, vikotze hasheni lideifel, vichein afilo nikav lufaneinu, veloi nimtza hashrite, shakitz adayin tokuva miktos lideifel, chayshino nshemo laach hashenichnas hakeitz, kulo bchol laguf, kitin shenichnas bolehev, nokav yachod mishvio rivorem. And then something else appears from this Rashbo. Suppose it is nikaf lifoneinu. We saw that a thorn stuck in the lifetime of the behemah, stuck into the organism of the behemah. But then after shchite, when you opened up, so we saw that a thorn is sticking in the membrane of the heart, one end, and the other end of the thorn is just occupying space in the halal beimo, not sticking in the daven. So then it's also trefel. Then it's also trefel. Only when we have both prerequisites, it's kshet. V'chein afilu nika v'vneinu, v'nim tzach ha-shrite, sh'akei tzadayim toku ha-mikchos l'idaven. Chayshin ha-shem l'ach ha-shenichnas ha-kei, tzpul b'chol ha-guv, kei n'shenichnas b'leiv, no kafei achot mishor yivorim, shibosim mishor, v'akei nichnas b'leiv. This is how it appears from the Rashba. V'zeu ishin ha-mordechai. מחד הנמצא תקוע בלי אם יש שקר מבחוץ בדייפן הצלויס שידוע שבו המחד מבחוץ לצטנים יש לוחוש ולעין אם תקוע מבצוס ידיים בדייפן ולאיובה בכל עלי בנקם מפורש קושה ואם אין תקוע בדייפן הצלויס חיישינו שמונים כבר הדקים ושוב חוזר ונכנס בלי ותריב. So what is the Mordechai say? That machat animtzo tokua b'leiv, im yishekam b'chut. So even if we didn't witness any thorn sticking into the organism of the behemoth in the lifetime, it was a behemoth like any other behemoth. And we are shechetet, but then after the shchite, we opened up and we saw a thorn, one end of the thorn sticking in the membrane of the heart, but not perforating that membrane into the hole. In other words, just in the periphery of the membrane, it was sticking, and that's one end of the thorn. The other end of the thorn was sticking in the David, without witnessing any thorn sticking into the organism of the behemoth in the lifetime of the behemoth. So it's also shame. Because since we find the thorn sticking, one end of it in the membrane of the heart, and the other end sticking in the David, so we don't have to conjure up other things, other facts, and say, maybe at first he just punctured one of the internal organs. Then, after that, he took that position. Because whatever we don't see, we don't have to be cheshish. Or is it? וזהו שעמוד אחרי מחד נמצא כל בלב, אם יש שקם בחוץ, בפס רואי, שידוע שבמחד בחוץ הסכנים, ישלוח יש לעין תוקוע בשוס עדיין דבן, לא מחוללים, מבנה כפול יש כושר. ואם אין לו תוקוע בנפס, אז חשינו שמניק לדקן, ושוב חוזר מניח בלי מטריים. But if we find that one end of the thorn is sticking the membrane, and the other end of the thorn is sticking the dafen, then it's Sheol, without witnessing a sticking of the thorn into the organism of the hemo and the life of the Atkanishim. So it appears. So the Bes Yosef and the Darkimeshi assume that there is a machlekes. There is a machlekes between the Rashbo and the Mordechai. In other words, according to the Rashbo, so when are we machshel behemo? If first we witnessed. That the thorn stuck into the organism of the behemoth, stuck into the behemoth, and then we saw that one end of the thorn was sticking in the membrane of the heart, and the other end of the thorn was sticking into the David. So then it's shame. But suppose we didn't witness the thorn sticking into the organism of the behemoth, but after Shrito we saw one end of the thorn sticking into the membrane of the heart, and the other end of the thorn sticking into the Deifen, according to the Rashbo, it's straight. And we have to be cheshish. Maybe before this happened, so it punctured one of the internal organs. And according to the Mordechai, since we find it in that position, so we don't have to conjure up other facts. So we assume that this probably happened at the very outset. And somehow, accidentally, a thorn stuck into the organ, into the chest of the behemoth, maybe as the behemoth. So in other words, we assume that as the behemoth was rubbing against something, so there was a thorn in that place, so through pressure, that thorn was pushed into the chest of the behemoth, and he took that position. So it's kshel. There is a machlekes. Now, but the Mordechai says, v'nireh dein ka machlekes. So the Bes Yosef and the Ramo and the Archimedes say there is a machlekes. But he says, v'nireh dein ka machlekes. V'arash b'namem eide, dim yishekam b'chutz, af al pishen nikaf l'fanenu, מכל מוקים קימני יגאה כאן בחוץ, שבו המחד מוקים זה מבחוץ לסתנויים, ונמצא לך השריטה, שהמחד תקוע עדיין בלבים בפנים מוקמה זה, דייקה כמחליץ עם כניר נדבורים, שאיניקה במוקמה אחר, וחושב הוא כאילו אינוקו לפנינו, דיימוכו שם על האחר שנכניסו כל המחד לכל הגוף, ואינוקו יחד מלבורים, שנקבוסו במשהו, חוזרו ונכניסו בלוי בקצה יחד, ובדי ונכניס בזה השני, ואם כן תמו לעצמכו, מי מחב לו לארץ ולקון את מדי פני מוכר שליח לבו נתחילו בחוץ כל הגוף אלא ודאי מדי נמצא סקוע בדי פן למוכר שישה כאן בחוץ שליח לשום לפנים אל משהו אינו כבר מוכמח so he said there is no מחלקס והביס יוסף הימין שהרש בי תהיה בניקף הקיץ לפנינו אף על פי שלו נמצא לאחר שליטה שהקיץ תוקוע עדיין מקצוס לדי פן ועובד אל עשה wir hosen rabin bloß in rasko die nimmt ja kein stoch auf die verlegen mit geht na beim weg der wort wir haben nicht mehr die mabe right now let's see all right let's go again kosa barajo nika ba kein stoch von ihnen wie nicht hat dabei wir nimmt ja kein stoch auf die verlegen mit geht na beim weg der wort nir na dworim soll nika gemacht machen לפי כוח למפוק הבלעים בחיי צבאי ולניקח במסבולת שם הליטו קורת של חלצי סטריפו נעודת זה משנה Mishne that from Chesed Bey says, Achuzes Adam, Achuzes Adam, Sheol Oz Adam V'Cholso, Namoritiv V'Tei Behim Hedehanovich, V'Amushenes, V'Amtunenes, and let's say Amushenes, because it was smoked, in a lot of smoke, so it inhaled a lot of smoke, so it's a Misekenes. So that then it's not reifo. Vam tzunenes. In other words, chili machmasino, what's he also? Critical ill. Vishoch la hadifune, vishoch la tzeyas tamigeli, oishosho samayim oroyim. And then the behemoth became very sick. And then yishechet la shechetet. So it's kshero. Ochlos, so it's kshero you are even allowed to eat it. Ochlos alamobes, oishikisho nochosh, muteres vishet reifo. We assume it's a colony of fascists because then it's a colony. But so there are two kinds of misikenes. There is one kind of misikenes that it's not a colony for a person to eat it, and there is another kind of misikenes that it's a colony for the person to eat it.